Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Microsoft. Will Microsoft get an edge on Google by integrating ChatGPT into Bing? Bing has not been talked about in years.
Yeah. So here's Bing. So those Bing's who are not engine. It's a search engine. So like when we think search, we just had this conversation in the car.
Did we?
Yeah, where were we going?
He said, did we? That's spicy. Did we?
Yeah. We just talked about this.
With your little humbles, like.
No, I'm just saying.
Did we? Mike, took that up.
So if you don't, like, when we think of search engines, we automatically think Google. It became, absolutely, like, the noun. It became everything when you think of search engines. Bing is Microsoft's search engine. That's what it is. It's a search engine. And so when most people hear Bing, they're like, they've never heard of it, or, like, what does it do? It's a search engine. Clarity.
Bing is trash, yo. I love Microsoft. If it's one product that went wrong for them, that was it. That's from the Obama era when they were like trying to chase everyone. I don't think they'll get an edge on Google by integrating ChatGPT, but I am really interested to see what they do with that data and how they're able to problem solve it. And then it probably will pop up in Azure and maybe 2 years.
I think it's going to pop up in all the products. It's going to be popped up in Office. From a tech standpoint, the AI that can be used, It's like one of those things, like this could be great or it could be very detrimental.
In what way?
Well, if you pair it with the other tech, the AI that they have, that Vali, you know, that one that does the voiceover.
Yep.
You pair that with ChatGPT. Now it becomes like a concierge, like you're talking to it and it's talking back to you. Right. So like, imagine rather than typing in your search engine, you're actually just saying the search engine, and rather than sending you links, it's actually like giving you verbiage back. instead of like you having to click on the button to say, all right, we're going here.
I'm really interested to see, like, once they get that data set and they begin to test it, how they're going to integrate it into Xbox. That's what I'm really like. Would you be able to use AI to be a better gamer? And I don't want to go too deep into that, but I think there's some things creatively that they can do that will have a big impact there on that side of the business and Azure on like the B2B side. Bing is probably one of the worst products. For all my Microsoft people that work in corporate, please don't report this to your managers. But Bing is terrible.
Yeah, so
it's not gonna have an impact. But I think going back to Microsoft being like one of my stocks of the year, this was a great partnership that was needed that will give them an edge in other areas over the years to come, but not in that search space.
Yeah, they had $1 million, was it $1 billion investment in ChatGPT? And it just okay.
So remember when I spoke about sitting in first class? And I said, like, the guy...
Lower your tone though, in your voice so they don't think you're elitist, because you can't do the $500 date and no middle class and the first class.
No middle class. Yeah.
Even the term middle class, that's kind of crazy. I never even thought about it like that, right?
It's weird,
like,
right?
Who wants to be in the middle of a plane?
Comfort seats.
Not fun.
Comfort plus.
Economy plus.
Well, comfort plus.
We met a guy who he said he sits in first class, not necessarily for the comfort, but for the networking. And he's in the Sky Lounge, and he's in the lounge.
The lounges matter.
And the lounge is going crazy, right? So, yeah, this is interesting. So we're in Atlanta the other day for a day trip, and we're headed back to New York, and we're in first class. So the people behind me, it was an Indian guy who worked for Google, ironically enough, and it was a white guy. And he was in private equity, and he sold his company a few years ago, and he made a bunch of money. I was like eavesdropping on the conversation because they were literally right behind me. So they're literally talking for the whole entire plane ride. And what they're talking about, guess what they're talking about?
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. They are talking about ChatGPT for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And the guys are saying like how revolutionary it is and how it's going to change the world, and given the whole education and Elon Musk involvement with it and the whole education. Like I'm literally listening to the whole conversation because I can hear it and they're behind me. But it's interesting because I honestly have never seen a technology that has been more impressive to me than ChatGPT. And I've only experienced it a little bit, but the things that I've been able to see with that, it's actually astonishing. It's actually astonishing. Like to actually just type in a couple of words and then a whole essay is written for you.
Yeah, and it's not even good yet. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
No, it's this ChatGPT is going to revolutionize the world. And it's going to change things for not only creatives, but it's going to change education. It's going to change the way that we're able to interact with each other. And whoever kind of gets a stronghold on it is going to have a tremendous advantage in the space. So I say that to say, if Microsoft is trying to, Bing, of course, is nowhere near, you know, a search engine that anybody uses, but the fact that they even already thinking about ChatGPT and trying to integrate it in a different service is extremely forward thinking. And it lets me know that, okay, they're not just thinking about Bing. What else are they trying to integrate it with? Mm-hmm. Are they trying to integrate it with LinkedIn? Are they trying to integrate it with Office?
Yeah.
ChatGPT is going to be amazing if it gets integrated with Microsoft Office.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. You're thinking from a standpoint where it's like, they're doing it, like what we saw was like I gave it a word and then it created a whole story. Imagine when you have Microsoft Word and you're using ChatGPT on that.
Yeah, and actually
one stop shop
business to government or B2B level AI. And at any point, we have to have a conversation on if Elon is getting too powerful. Because if he has Tesla and he's a primary investor in ChatGPT and Twitter, and Neuralink, and Starlink, and Hyperloop. Elon may become one of the most powerful dictators we've ever seen in the American landscape if he gets all these projects to work. And I know some people are going to say I'm a conspiracy theorist, but if I can take all the data from Twitter and I can run it through ChatGPT and run all these models and sequencing and have Neuralink work out. Starlink's a fucking amazing product as is, right? In about 10 years, he is going to be the real life Iron Man.
He already is. But if you somebody said in chat, like if you combine ChatGPT with Microsoft Word, game over. That's why New York City school district banned ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. The different school, because it's like
it's doing the work.
It does it give an advantage or a disadvantage?
It forces change. It changes the way you educate because
you could write an essay.
Well, how do I even know if you wrote it?
You didn't write it.
Exactly.
Yeah, there was a company that just got funding that broke down the essays and it would tell you if it was like AI generated or if the actual student did it. So there's opportunities even there.
But that's even generational right there, right? Like for somebody, if I'm like, think about your English teacher. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are they really going to do that for the 300 students that they have every day?
Of course not.
My graduates from my school... being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.